Blog Talk Radio.
Jack your body, 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 Welcome again. You're tuning in live on Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. Let's get on in here. I was jamming to, you know, my house music. Then we brought it on down so we can, you know, tune in and get centered, right? It's focused. But yes, welcome. Come on in. Come on in. Thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to join us on the air, you can call in at 323-870-4375. Again, that's 323-870-4375. Press 1 to join us. If you have any questions or comments, you can email the show at hst@ttlomedia.net. Again, that's hst@ttlomedia.net. You can also follow us on social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Healthy Soul Talk. And you can follow the show, TTLO Radio, at Blog Talk Radio, as well as iHeart and Spotify. So again, thank you for tuning in. We have a great lineup there. You know, I encourage you to click join. That way you can follow us and you can get notifications whenever we go live, as well as following us on Facebook. All right. But thank you for tuning in. Welcome to another great night of good conversation, real issues, real talk, and real solutions. Okay. And I'm your host, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. And the show.
Phrase. What? Catchy phrase you got there.
The show is sponsored by Healthy Soul Talk LLC, your full service behavior health firm, where we focus on healing the body and the soul. All right. And so we have some programs, outpatient substance use treatment level 1 and 2, as well as individual counseling. Everything is telehealth now, so the conveniency from your private space. as well as we do group services. So we're still at it, still providing these amazing services, even in the midst of everything that's going on. And if you want to connect with us for more information about our services, you can dial 708-483-8455. Again, that's 708-483-8455. All right, let's get to it. Welcome my favorite producers, Dr. King and Miss LaTanya. How y'all doing?
I'm good. I think I'm good. I can't. Can you hear me?
Well.
I'm good. Sound like I'm on. I might.
Very good. Very good. Are we ready for the festivities of whatever they're going to be on Christmas?
I'm excited to eat.
On Christmas Eve?
I'm excited to eat.
You excited to eat? What? Are you going to help prepare dinner?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Now, meaning in the kitchen, slicing and dicing?
No, I don't. No.
Are you bringing a dish?
Yes. I'm going to bring a plate, a fork, knife.
What?
Spoon.
Okay.
Oh, it's not?
Okay.
The video itself.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Maybe
okay.
My volume would be turned up. Can turn my volume up a little bit? Number.
And then talking about picture, too.
Well, all right.
What happened?
The picture?
It's not. It's not
as we pause for
it.
Technical.
Oh no, not you. It's just me.
Right. Right. Okay.
All right. That's all right. We're still here. All right. So we have a good show lined up this evening. We're going to be talking about inner peace, right? Inner peace. And you know, I thought about this time of year, and my main focus, especially during this season, is helping people as well as myself, right, stay focused on inner peace, right? Because there's a lot going on us around. There's a lot going on around us, as well as we're trying to find ways of coping, right? And I am a firm believer, just like many other people, that even in the midst of being uncomfortable or things are not going as planned, right, you still can find inner peace, right? Because inner peace does not mean your life is stress-free. It doesn't mean that you won't be uncomfortable in life. It does not mean, right, that you won't experience trials as you go forth in whatever, right, whatever plans you have, whatever goals you have set, right? So that's where we are tonight, is making sure we just provide this platform to talk about how to find inner peace, right? And finding inner peace is a lifelong process, which we're going to get into a little bit later, but it's obtainable, right? It's one of those things where once you tap into your process of how to find inner peace, then you use the tools, you make sure you have the resources, right, available to you to maintain this ongoing process. All right. And so that's where we are. Okay. And so we always start the show, right, with talking about did you know facts. Okay. All right. So before we get into the did you know facts, listen, I like the house music, right? So that's where we're going to go for a minute. In the meantime, grab some friends, call that person, even if you don't like the person, call them anyway, let them know to tune in to find inner peace, because guess what, this will help you out and them as well, all right? We'll be back in a minute. Ooh.
should know that's how love goes. It's good for the soul.